It's a brand new gleaming building in the heart of Cornwall's former industrial heartland. Poole Innovation Centre has sprung up on lands near Cornwall College and the former home of Camborne School of Mines. Now, its contrasting style to the surrounding architecture speaks of the future, whilst also recognising the past by using traditional materials such as wood, granite, slate and copper in the cladding. I'm now standing on that gleaming granite pavement in front of it with the interim director of the Poole Innovation Centre, Bernard Curran. First of all, just tell me what sort of impression you think the building itself gives.
It talks about moving forward now from what has been a fabulous historical heritage of engineering, moving towards real knowledge economy, giving people a chance to make a real difference again.
Okay, so let's just move into the building itself. We come into a big entrance hall. Just tell me what part you're playing in this.
My role very much is to bring the centre plans to life, ensure that the local business populace understand a new resource facility for everybody, to ensure that those businesses that can engage and get value from the centre do so, and maximise their opportunities so that they become strong, robust businesses.
When you see the future of Cornwall, do you see it as a technological place again?
I think if you go back to the heritage, we were always seen as pioneers, ahead of innovation. Innovation now is about driving the use of technology for the benefit of us. We're not isolated. We can actually embrace the international arena from Cornwall and be at the forefront again, using the facilities and technology we have embedded in this building.
The centre's cost almost £12 million to build in a project taken on by Cornwall Council, Cornwall Development Company, CPR Regeneration, the South West Regional Development Agency, Cornwall College and the Homes and Communities Agency. The money itself comes from the South West RDA and the European Convergence Fund. Mark Smith's behind CPR Regeneration's part in the scheme.
There's been a desire to have an incubator type building in this area for a while. I think the original project was known as the Omega Project and was in around 2002. People decided that there was a strong need amongst the new and growing businesses in Cornwall for a dedicated space, certainly in West Cornwall, for them to have the right kind of support and the right kind of environment to grow and develop. Over time, that project grew into the Poole Innovation Centre. A number of really good partners pulled together, all got behind creating the right kind of space for people to grow and prosper.
Has it had its challenges along the way?
The design of the building was such that it was intended to be to reach the Building Research Establishment excellent standard. In order to do that, we had to create a building that was sustainable in terms of low energy consumption, was habitable in terms of being a constant and nice environment for people to work within, and certainly didn't involve bringing vast amounts of materials long distances to build it. That's why the outside of the building features Cornish slate and locally grown timber.
And Bernard Curran reckons these green features are a great attraction for tenants.
This building is probably the most environmentally sustainable building ever built in Cornwall, and therefore it will allow those tenants to gain advantage in their markets by operating from a very low carbon base, and that is becoming more and more important within our business lives. The building is exceptional in the way it's built to have very low environmental impact. We recycle all our water that hits the footprint of the building into a huge tank underneath, which we use for grey water solutions. We have solar collection panels. We have a sedum, a grass roof, which is constantly soaking carbon out of our local environment. We have a fully automated heating, lighting, ventilation solutions. Slightly different, but we have a really robust security system.
We've talked about how and why the Innovation Centre's been built, but its success will also be based on who makes use of its facilities. So let's meet some of the prospective tenants.
Hi, I'm Mark Rice. I run Redfuse Internet Limited, based in Truro. We do website development and website hosting. Clients are always on the lookout for eco-friendly companies, especially in kind of the IT industry, where it's kind of renowned for being energy heavy, all those kind of things. So if we can kind of be in a building where it's eco-friendly, you've got high-speed internet, it kind of benefits us so much more.
Emily Brogdon, I run Sideways Cornwall and we are based in Redruth. Well, Sideways Cornwall produces high-definition video guides to the best to see and do around Cornwall in any given area across a range of businesses, from hotels to restaurants to local areas and beaches and things.
So coming to this new innovation centre, what does that add to your business?
Being surrounded by other businesses is really positive for us. It's very difficult when you're small and you're working on your own to sort of get a sense of scale, and sort of really feeding off other people's energy is going to be really important, alongside all the other benefits that the building offers, like the extremely high-speed broadband.
And that would be very important for something like what you're doing there.
Hugely important for us in terms of upload speed and download speed with video, and streaming it at the best possible quality we can do.
Tom Telford, I run Three Right Hats, currently based out in Falmouth. We're a digital marketing agency offering search engine optimization, pay-per-click management and web analytics.
As a marketing agency working with other dot-coms, it's great to be surrounded by lots of dot-coms and lots of stuff going on. We've got lots of web developers and web designers in the area, and people generally kind of bring out some really fantastic websites, and being a part of that would be great from a business point of view, but also from a kind of an educational point of view and from a staffing point of view. I think there's lots of benefits of being everyone in one place.
Hi, my name's Andrew Weaver of Live Events Southwest, based in Truro. We offer event management, consultancy and event support services. I'm looking to gain a stronghold in Cornwall and having a hub, hopefully based at Paul Innovation Centre. If I'm actually part and entailing in Paul Innovation Centre, it means that I'm working in amongst a group of creatives that will help support the business and grow the business. Some of the businesses that will be existing in here will be directly suitable as a supplier for the kind of services that I offer. So having these people around me, not only to bounce ideas off, but also to work alongside to deliver events, we key.
Jane Hooper of Hooper Graphics. I'm actually still based in Poole at the moment, so I'm not really going to move very far. And I offer a graphic design service for anything to do with print, brand identity and anything digital. Quite often my website or my internet service provider will just go down and I don't get any internet connection, which is very frustrating and very unprofessional when I'm trying to put a professional service up. And the speeds are quite slow, sort of one megabyte, and sort of upload and download 500k, which is really slow, and it's not in keeping with a professional organisation. But there was one actual job where my internet service provider was playing up and I actually lost a job because of it. It was a really urgent job somebody wanted me to do. They wanted to email me the files and then I had to email them back, and my internet was playing up and I lost the job.
So obviously coming here with faster internet speed does mean you can offer a better quality of service.
Yes, definitely. If I need to send somebody a PDF proof of something they're going to have printed, perhaps it might be quite a large document, I know that I can send it off, email it to them, and they'll get it nice and quick.
We've got to a point now where we've created a really solid offer for somebody wanting to start and grow a business in Poole. It reflects well on the nature of the opportunity that exists in Camborne, Poole and Redruth to develop new businesses, insofar as we've created that attention, that critical mass that's right in the heart of the community, right in the heart of further developments both in road and communications, and very close to environmental enhancements like the Heartlands Park. I think if you're looking for an ideal business environment, you'd be hard-pushed anywhere in the country to find one as good as Poole Innovation Centre.
Final words there from CPRE Generations' Mark Smith. Now, the design of what's being dubbed the PIC and the ethos behind it speaks of Cornwall's determination to step forward despite the downturn and break new ground in business. Watch this space for great ideas where Poole really is becoming the future.